Zephyr, a town about 90 miles southeast of Abilene with a population of less than 1,000, relies on a volunteer fire department. As the flames spread toward the Orica dynamite plant, they called in help from the Texas A&M Forest Service, which sent an air attack plane to scout the fire. The fire did reach the plant, but only affected outbuildings, which did not contain explosives. Once the fire had passed the plant, officials lifted some of the evacuation orders. Conditions here have been dry, and hot winds accompanying a high of 109 Monday offered no help to the firefighters, who came from 18 different departments around the region. Clay Bales works with the Texas A&M Forest Service. He says they're seeing several fires start each day, and he encourages home and landowners to take extra precautions.
If there's any debris in your gutters or under your deck, if you have vegetation right up to the house, think about clearing that back, mowing your grass short, putting any type of break you can so that an ember that comes from a fire doesn't have a place to land and grow to consume your home.
Bale stresses that people should also keep personal drones away from wildfires, saying they slow down firefighting efforts, as firefighting planes must be grounded any time a firefighter sees a drone near a fire. I'm Heather Claiborne, near Zephyr.